About dying, this is Saratima. What is dying and what really happens in the process of dying? What ideas do we have around dying and what exactly is dying? Usually we think that when we die, we are going to become free from the present, the current problems, and there is some peace. We even talk about resting in peace. We know that once the body is dropped, that we are having more room to expand as consciousness, and the state of consciousness that you're in at that point matters when the body is dropped. But what matters more is how the transition is taking place and your skill of transiting. Now, the release of problems, yes, anything that is right here and right now that you are engaged in and that you cannot continue to do because you don't have a physical body will be released. But often that's not the suffering. The suffering is much deeper. Many people, they do actually take their lives because they don't want to experience the intensity of the suffering anymore that they're having in that particular time of their lives, and they would like to release themselves from them or something that's overwhelming that they're dealing with. And then often death is the solution for these people. Now, when there's no body, then we can't do certain things. But the state of suffering is not something that is directly related to the body, although the body does have a constriction for you as consciousness. The suffering takes place deep in the soul, and the soul isn't dying when the body is dropped. So you want to look at the details around death and dying. As a nurse, I was fortunate to talk to three people that had a near-death experience that weren't interviewed by famous people. There's no books written about them. They were just clients, patients that I basically was talking to that were proclaimed dead on the surgery table and then basically came back. All of them speak about a light, that there's a light. Often they speak also about an area that seems like grass. There is like a meadow or like an area of grass, and then there's a light in the far distance. Now, those that know about the heart chakra know that grassy areas, the color green, and these open fields of grass are related to the frequency of the heart chakra. And so the people that go through these particular experience, they're literally moving through the heart chakra realm. There are probably other documents about the near-death experiences that might be a little bit different and not include the grassy area, or they do speak about also meeting beings that they know. It could be angels, or it can also be relatives, the ancestors, the parents, somebody who had already passed over. Also, this has to do with the heart chakra realm because this is where we relate. And the people that I talked to were all Western people, white Western European women, and their background was Christian. So this is the story and the imprints and their experience. So these are my own particular experiences of people that had, these near-death experiences and spoke about dying. What I also experienced is that when somebody died and they left the body, the soul, the consciousness was spread out. So I do know they would usually be above the bed, sort of on the ceiling and filling out and expanding into the entire room. So there was an expansion, something that was kind of squished into the small body would then expand. And if you had an experience like I had with people that pass away and then suddenly are more present and more accessible than before, they seem to be all spread out, then you know what I mean. Maybe you've had that experience with a parent that when they were in the body, they weren't as present actually than after they actually left the body. It's almost like they're right there with you. That goes sort of in alignment with the Jesus spoke about, that he said that I'm going to leave this body and return as the Holy Spirit because this body is limited and I cannot do what I can do when I'm all over and everywhere as the Spirit, in his case, the Holy Spirit. So we are basically leaving an encasement in the moment of death. This transition can be easy or it can be difficult. I've seen very difficult transitions where there are indications of attachment to the body, emotional regrets, thinking and suffering and fear of death and all these things that make the dying very difficult. And then there are the people that just go with a lot of ease. They breathe out and then the soul doesn't come back and the spirit just leaves. There is a Tibetan book about living and dying. And in the East, there is the understanding that in the process of meditating, we are learning every day how to die. Because in meditation, we're learning to detach. We're learning that we're not the body. So the dying process is the ultimate moment when we're truly detaching from the body completely and not returning. In meditation, we detach, but we always return. We're not really severing the life cord that goes to the heart. We have a cord that goes to the brain of awareness, and we have a life cord that goes to the heart. And we do know that we can be brain dead and continue to live for years. But once the heart cord is severed, there is death is being proclaimed by the doctor. So meditation is a practice where we are continuously learning to not get distracted. And let's talk about the process of dying on the process of being distracted. So the trick in dying is that we are going towards that which is source, and that can often be the light. It's the most visible for most people speak about the light, and you move towards the light, you move towards that freedom, and you don't get distracted. Now, in the process of disintegration, of letting go of the attachment of the body, we are letting go of the five elements. And the five elements that make up your body, they all have, there are stories, we can say, there are all these imprints and stories. And as we let go, we become aware of them. So this is this moment when we actually move through this movie of life where there's a tremendous amount of release from the unconscious, from the body form, of everything that has been experienced. People talk about their life flashing in front of their eyes. And the trick is not to get distracted, in the sense that we can work on all the guilts, the regrets, the griefs, the memories, everything while we're alive. Really, real true living is about being able to also let go. And then we can be reborn at every given moment. And the dropping of the body is this ultimate moment where we are hopefully practiced enough to not get distracted and to let things just flow through, move by, and not pay attention to it. To talk a little bit more about this focus, the concentration onto the light, onto the freedom, it can be, depending on what chakra you leave through, if you leave through the heart chakra, you will have the experience of relatives, because this is your relationship chakra. So you will have often the experience of seeing your relatives, or you have more of an abstract experience of the elements. And the test is not to get distracted at all. The elements, they are sounds, taste, anything that makes up the world of forms, and to really not bring your attention to any experience at all. So this is what we learn in meditation, to hold yourself so still, like the surface of the ocean, the surface of the lake, where there's no wave, there's no prana, there's utter stillness, the peace, the ever, ever peace. And to be so still and not distracted. If there's light, you move towards that light. The light has to be full of love and so glorious, you will know that that is a real light. There are fake lights that also appear during meditation. We learn that when we meditate, we have experiences of visitations, of beings, etc., etc., of lights and all that. And we need to discern that if they're real or not, and also essentially that as long as we are experiencing something, then that is still within the mind. And death is about really transcending even the mind and going back to the light that is prior to mind, the primordial light, the light of grace, the light of God, that which has no opposite. Everything within mind has an opposite. So again, meditation, the art of stillness and the art of detachment from sensations and experiences in the mind are fundamental, and they bring freedom and liberation while you're in the body still, which we call enlightenment, self-realization. And then when you are having the moment of your moment of death, that you are completely open-hearted without fear and letting yourself, you breathe out, and you literally, you let go of the body and you return back to your original form. And the amazing thing about death is that because everything's possible that moment, it's a power moment, we could say. As a mystic, you would say this is a moment of power where anything is possible. So you can be very burdened by karmas, but if your ability to set yourself free, to stay focused and not get distracted, then you will not take rebirth and you will become free. And that means that you then are, in my language, I would call it a master, that you then have the ability to incarnate at your own wish. But if you are very attached to your relatives and all the stories of your person, that intense meeting of your relatives, that love will also bind you again, and it will take you to further incarnations, which is something you can choose as well. This is really up for you to experience and choose. And maybe it's more about becoming more conscious and using your free will and your abilities to make this the best moment, and to really take charge of this power moment, to elevate yourself so that the life that you incarnate in will be much better, will be more free, has a higher frequency, and there is less suffering in that. The incarnation will always have suffering because the body has limitations, and if you are not completely free and detached, there will be suffering that just comes with it. So you have two choices: to really practice right now and to go all the way when you die and just totally not get distracted and go into infinity back to source, or you are having your heart open enough that you have a very high frequency, full of love and joy, that takes you to a higher frequency, and you might have ancestors that can meet you there, or beings that you've known, people that you truly love and that you meet again and have more incarnations with, maybe in different configurations, but there will be then part of your next life as well. The other thing is also that we always speak about resting in peace, and in my understanding is that the time between rebirth, when you get reborn again, the longer that time is, the more rest the soul has. And the less time you have, sometimes it can be just days and you come right back. There's no rest. There's no, like for us, the night, you know, of resting and sleeping so we can get into the next day and do our work. Being incarnated is a lot of work. And so the longer the resting time is, if you have even a few years, that would be amazing, like human years I'm speaking, you can rest and heal. You would be in the astral level, one of the astral levels, probably a higher one, because you're having a lot of resting times. We talk about being in heaven, having resting time in heaven. That's what, for example, the Christians like. And then you can basically come back and be in a different state, or you are from a different denomination and are having a sense of samadhi, absorption within yourself, of stillness, a constant stillness, until you're propelled out by the elements and your state of awareness into a new incarnation. So yeah, dying is very much what we're practicing in meditation. And even in the moment of forgiveness, or even in little moments during the day when something happens and then you let it go and you don't bring your attention back to it, you just let it go, you forget. Forgetting and forgiving is dying, and then a new moment is born. So there are all those little moments within the body, and then also the bigger ones where the manifestation, the body, the embodiment is being dropped. So keep practicing. And there's nothing to fear, because you are actually always, you are always who you are. The concept of dying is actually a dream. It's part of your thinking process. It happens within the mind. There is no dying, no birthing. There is just life itself. And the changes and the appearance of changing yourself from in the body and outside the body is also part of the dream, of the greater dream of existence. When that is understood, you will know that everything is just one seamless existence and you're not going anywhere. And that is what can be practiced in meditation.